Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. If you are carrying a level of debt that does not make you happy, that does not enable you to sleep at night, it may be time for you to begin the process of finding ways to get out of it. But that's a tall order. It is not an easy task. So we are going to talk today about some warning signs that you might notice, that if you were aware of would be helpful, and what to do if you do notice some of those warning signs. Gersh Singh is with Credit Canada. She joins us now to talk about some of those warning signs and what to do if you do know that now's the time to get some help. Hello there, Gersh.
Hi, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Warning signs. This is, you've been in this area a long time. When people call Credit Canada and you ask them some questions, there are some common things that they would notice if they looked. First warning sign is transferring balances. Tell us more about that.
So using one credit card loan or loan payment to make another payment is what you're talking about when you say that.
Yeah.
It's an early warning sign. And what it means is you're just moving money around. There's no extra money coming in to be able to keep up with the debt load that you have. So if you're using one form of credit to pay another, it is a sign of trouble ahead, because there's an end to that dynamic. And that'll happen when those items get maxed out. Yeah.
Warning sign number two, unable to pay monthly minimums. That makes tons of sense. The third one is repeatedly seeking credit increases. So this is an issue. This can be a hit to your credit score.
That's exactly it. And it makes for a cycle. Seeking increases to credit limits because you're almost maxed out is a sign that you are beginning to struggle to keep up with your obligations, but the seeking of credit is just your denial in action. So you're putting yourself in a feedback loop. Seeking more credit is going to negatively impact your credit score, and it's not the solution to the problem.
And it hits your credit score in two ways, because it can hit in two ways. If you don't have a lot of room, your utilization's already probably pretty high, and the bureaus do not like what is called a hard inquiry. What's the difference between a soft inquiry and a hard inquiry?
So a hard inquiry implies that you are seeking credit. If you have enough hard inquiries on your credit report, it does indicate that you are in a situation where you are repeatedly applying for credit because you need it. And a soft inquiry would describe one where there is no impact on the credit score. It doesn't indicate that you are seeking credit. A soft inquiry would be an example of a soft inquiry, would be applying for an apartment building or having a new employer check your credit, which is custom nowadays in certain industries. Mm-hmm. So the key to those differences is that you are not seeking credit. That's the negative impact, right, to your credit score. Definitely.
The fourth warning sign that you talk about, which I think is like the big is getting calls from debt collectors. For those who have not been on the receiving end of those calls, what questions are asked? What's the tone of those calls? What are your rights when it comes to those calls? Give us a flavor.
So if you're getting collection calls, it means it's been months since you've made a payment. So you're pretty far in at this point. Collectors, they can be very unfriendly individuals, and they're doing their job to collect on the debts, but it may lead to you not answering the phone. And the problem there is that you and your collectors can't come to an agreement. So what the real issue is that your collector is likely going to request payments to be made at an amount that you're unable to afford, because at this point you are already so far behind. And there's just no recovering how far behind you are given their demands and what your current situation is. So that's what it tells us when an individual comes to Credit Canada and they're receiving collection calls. So at that point, you might need some intervention in order for you to be able to come to an agreement with your collectors.
We're going to talk intervention in a second. Let me just recap here. Warning signs are transferring balances from one source of debt to another, being unable to pay monthly minimums, repeatedly seeking credit increases, and getting calls from debt collectors. If any of those four are a fit for you, or you're just not feeling like you can sleep at night, it is the time. Now is the time to take action. Now, of course, this program is sponsored by Credit Canada. You and I both work at Credit Canada. Talk about credit counseling. So someone picks up the phone, they have an appointment with a credit counselor. How does that unfold?
So speaking with a credit counselor is free of charge. One of our tenets for credit counseling is it's non-judgmental. You're not ever too early or too late to seek assistance. What a credit counselor will do for you is take a look at your debts, your monthly income, your monthly expenses, your short and long-term financial goals, and they'll let you know of the best ways for you to handle your debts. They may be able to assist to intervene if you're in a collection situation and help to come to an agreement via something called the debt consolidation program. They can also refer you to the right experts if there's a solution that you're needing that a credit counselor can't assist with or any other supports that you might need. So a credit counselor is a good place to start if you find yourself experiencing any of the warning signs that we talked about.
Yeah. You referenced a couple of the solutions. So debt consolidation program is one that's done by a nonprofit credit counselor, not just Credit Canada, but other nonprofit credit counselors in this country. A referral on a consumer proposal or a bankruptcy filing. What advice would, so category number three is, what advice can a credit counselor offer on debt consolidation loans? Because that can be a solution. If you've got a reasonable credit rating, you may be able to bring some debts together at a lower rate with a monthly payment. How can a credit counselor help find that kind of an arrangement?
So a credit counselor can assist you to figure out how much of a payment you'll be able to afford and assist you in approaching lenders if that's a solution that's available to you, being a debt consolidation loan. And just let you know exactly what you would be looking at by taking that route and seeking a loan. And they'll also let you know if there are options outside of applying for that loan, because just like we said, applying for different credit products could impact your credit rating. They can also let you know the details if a debt consolidation program is available to you. So they can help you in both streams. And the core of what they're looking for when they're giving advice as to what you should be applying for amount-wise is how much you can reasonably afford. So that's how a credit counselor can assist. A credit counselor can be a great ally, regardless of what your options are when it comes to a debt consolidation loan or a debt consolidation program.
The average consumer sees all these ads, you know, on a bus, on the back of a bus, on Facebook, and there's just so many services out there offering to help you get out of debt. We've talked about the licensed insolvency trustees, and there are some extraordinary humans working in that field. We've talked about the nonprofit credit counselors. There's some extraordinary humans working in that field. And then there's a whole bunch of unregulated, like, what exactly do they do? How does that exactly work? What advice would you have for people who are getting into the Google machine such that they do a search that connects them with a service provider that is going to be able to help?
I think if you're looking outside of credit counselors or trustees, licensed insolvency trustees, one good thing to look for is an accreditation of some sort from a national association. So for instance, with a credit counselor at Credit Canada, our agency is accredited by a national association called Credit Counseling Canada. So you want to look at their credentials. You want to look at the credibility of those credentials by seeking out where they're accredited. Another thing that you can do is to read customer reviews. Mm. So if there are scenarios where there are solutions being given by a certain agent or professional that haven't worked for individuals, the most telling sign would be the customer reviews. So I think that's also something to look at. And you also want to ensure I understand that there's a lot of for-profit advice out there. But one thing that you want to ensure is that there is some accountability for the solutions that they provide. So you want to make sure that there's a regulatory body involved somehow. And that can be a lot to look for when you're seeking help from a debt professional. Yeah. But again, there's plenty of resources on our website that can help to illuminate any questions that you might have in regards to professionals that you're coming across.
Really helpful stuff. Gersh, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce. My pleasure.
Gersh Singh is with Credit Canada, Canada's oldest and longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency in the country.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.